This episode of The Drunken Odyssey is brought to you by Scribophile, an online community with thousands of serious writers working in every conceivable genre. If you're eager to improve your own work and network with others, Scribophile is for you. Scribophile has educational tutorials, exciting forums, and most importantly, the ability to exchange in-depth critiques with other writers, using a karma system that keeps the exchange fair and equal. What is most exciting to me is that Scribophile allows writers to critique novel chapters, which is not something a writer can be guaranteed to experience in an MFA program. A basic account is free and grants you all the features, but upgrading to a premium account allows you to gain access to posting numerous works at once, requires no additional karma points to enter contests and other special features for only $9 a month or $65 a year. That's a lot less than a Netflix subscription. Listeners of The Drunken Odyssey will receive a 20% discount on top of those already low rates. Check out this week's show notes for details.
Welcome to The Drunken Odyssey with John King, a podcast about the writing life.
Tell us, muse, about a man whose mind and career has careened far and wide and upside down, whose computers are seared with crimes against grammar, whose typographical aggressions are legion, whose words flow into the very mouth of time, and more than a few bottles. A man who actually owns a typewriter, and perhaps even a soul.
And now, your host, John King.
Welcome, my friends, to episode 527 of the World's Greatest Writing Podcast. On today's show, music. So I think it's been about a year since the last mixtape episode, so recent listeners might be scratching their heads. What goes on here? So a few things are going on here. One, music is really important to me in terms of the way that I function, the way that I relate to my society in the oblique way that I do. When I was a child, I went temporarily deaf due to some scarring of my eardrums. Then as a teenager, with my hearing doing just fine, I went to enough heavy metal shows to get myself a permanent case of tinnitus, which you can hear me complain about on my movie commentary on Children of Men with Michael Wheaton. Two, music is a way that I try and mentally fuel my path in this world. There's only so much caffeine I can take before, you know, my hands start to shake, which is not a good thing. It's a bad look. It's a bad show. So I kind of accumulate new mixtapes of music that is relatively new to me or something like that. So this is kind of also an abstract diary of my listening habits. Three, I find good music does stimulate my writing. Speaking of which, I should probably try and do some of that. So next week, I'll be back with a discussion with Rachel Tillman about Sally Rooney's Conversations with Friends. Until then, music.
Message coming from my stick. What's the trick? Two gentlemen of elegant appearance in a state of bustitude. I give them coffee-colored crystals. That'll change their attitude. I'm using appropriate compression for my inappropriate confessions for someone, I guess, whom I needed more. I don't even know what I'm doing it for. This is my first, my worst, my past, and my last imperfect effort. 100 insults left on my windshield in the morning. Release my beast, 'cause the rain never came and washed them away. If I die tomorrow, what did I do today? You want fresh air? You won't find it this way. Check your left, check your right. Check your rearview mirror. Check it every night. Stomping on a box that I thought was empty, but there was something sharp inside. Something sharp inside. Sharp inside. Quit bolting your food. Don't be rude. Plus one and minus one equals zero. That's a defeatist attitude. I'm sick of this. Dead to the world, but not to you, but I'm dead to the world, but not to you.
is over now. So draw the curtains down. Your secret's safe to keep. Unzip your velvet gown and let your hair hang loose. Kick off your satin shoes. Throw back the eiderdown. Farewell to Friday's clown. The circus is leaving town. Oh, Ruby, roll your stockings down. Circus is leaving town. Oh, Ruby, dry your eyes. Fix up something to eat. Still water, still run deep. The dogs are barking now. Get back out on the street. Is leaving town. Oh, Ruby, roll your stockings down. Circus is leaving town. So, Ruby, dry your eyes. The party's over now. Stop howling at the moon. You need a different beat. You need a different tune. Remember that old song we had when we were young. Life was an empty page the world would write upon. Do you recall the meadow grass? We sit and watch the hours pass. You were such a good girl then, oh Ruby, dry your eyes. Circus is leaving town, oh Ruby, roll your stockings down. Circus is leaving town, so Ruby, dry your eyes. You're searching when you walk. You're searching when you talk. You could make me believe that the sun sets in the east. The sun sets in the east. The sun sets in the east.
Mm-hmm. Dear listeners, this is your friend, Chris Booth. If you have enjoyed this program, which comes to you absolutely free, and are wondering what you might do to support this show, please, please, please write a review of the podcast on iTunes, comment on the website, and most of all, tell your friends. If you buy books online, please click on the Powell's link on the left-hand side of the website. Doing so will grant this show a small commission on anything you purchase, at no expense at all to you, and help support both a wonderful podcast and a wonderful brick-and-mortar independent bookstore in Portland, Oregon. If you must use the services of the metastasizing mega-corporate empire Amazon.com, then there is a similar link to Amazon further down the page on the left-hand side. You fiends. Thank you for listening. I will now resume drinking. Ever yours, Christopher.
Baby, stay yet, yeah, Joe. Scott Beavers is here. You don't come and not choose no right, but not so home, home, just came along to come in no time. All the difference is stand, light your shoes, you go, my man. You can trust me, the man's called to play the girls. We'll be right back.
stowed in my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road, when along came a semi with a high and canvas covered load. If you're gonna win a Winnemucca Mac, with me you can ride. So I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land.
When I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Just a desert bear, man, I beat the mountain, man. Seven up at my share, man, I've been everywhere, man.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Manawa, Lapala, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Joker, Billy, Barranquilla, Advocate,
Abigail. Yeah, I've been everywhere, man.
Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Tuscaloosa, Tennessee, NSC, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil Lake, Crater Lake, Repeat.
Man, I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere.
Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jericho, Argentina, Damadina, Pasadena, Catalina, San Juan, I mean,
I've been everywhere, man.
Bigsford, Eldorado, Larimore, Adamore, Havistraw, Chattanooga, Jasper, Nebraska, Alaska, Overlap, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, Wapiti.
Made a mess of your only childhood innocence.
Well, that is the show for this week. I would like to thank Scribophile. Don't forget to check out thedrunkenodyssey.com throughout the week for all kinds of great written content, including advice from Dr. Perfect on Mondays, comic reviews by Drew Barth on Wednesdays, and old film reviews from the curator of Schlock, who is Jeff Schuster, on Fridays. If you like what you heard today, please do spread the word on social media. It really does help. Until next week, put your ass in the chair, keep attacking those keys, and don't swallow the worm.
Never mind, John. Pass me the bottle.
Dear listeners, writers, and fellow Odysseans, send your questions, observations, complaints, manifestos, transcriptions of Turkish opera, and whatever else you got to thedrunkenodyssey@gmail.com.
A while back, John King endowed the Museum of Schlock and tasked me, Jeff Schuster, with curating the bugger. Each week, I curate one more entry into this proud genre of film. I think. Truth is, I'm really not sure what schlock is, but my writing about it is sublime. Read it every Friday at thedrunkenodyssey.com.
Sailor Jerry, only you understand me.
Thank you for listening to The Drunken Odyssey with John King, a podcast about the writing life. This is your announcer, Lauren Butler.